Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in the OCR specification, urban issues and challenges. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down the core concepts, give you some top-tier exam tips, and even test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. So grab your headphones, and let's get ready to secure those top marks. First up, let's tackle the big ideas. The OCR course requires you to understand urbanization at different levels of development. This means comparing an advanced country, AC city, with a low-income developing country, LIDC, or emerging and developing country, EDC city. For our AC, we'll use London, and for our LIDC-EDC case study, we'll focus on Lagos, Nigeria. Urbanization is the growth in the proportion of a country's population living in urban areas. In ACs like the UK, this process happened over a long period and has now stabilized, with over 80% of the population living in cities. The challenges in London are often about regeneration, inequality, and sustainability. Think about the Docklands regeneration, a classic example of transforming a derelict industrial area. But this also led to gentrification, pushing out original communities. Examiners love it when you can show both the positives and negatives. Another key challenge for London is managing transport and pollution. Remember the ultra-low emission zone, or WELEZ? That's a perfect piece of place-specific detail, or PSD, that will get you credit. Now, let's contrast this with Lagos. As a megacity in an EDC, it's experiencing hyper-urbanization. People are flocking to the city for economic opportunities, leading to immense pressure on services. The key challenges here are very different. We're talking about informal housing, like the Makoko floating slum, where people live in precarious conditions with limited access to clean water, sanitation, or electricity. Waste management is another huge issue. The Olusosun landfill site is one of the largest in the world, posing serious health and environmental risks. For Lagos, you must also discuss the informal economy. This is where people create their own jobs, from street vending to waste picking. It's a vital part of the city's economy, but it's unregulated and often unsafe. When you write about these challenges, remember the magic chain of reasoning: cause, process, impact, consequence. For example, rapid rural to urban migration, cause, leads to the growth of informal settlements, process, resulting in poor living conditions and health risks, impact, which in turn limits people's life chances and puts a strain on the government, consequence. Now for the part that can really make a difference to your grade, exam technique. A common mistake candidates make is mixing up their case studies. They'll talk about shanty towns in London, which is an immediate red flag to an examiner. Keep your examples separate and specific. For each city, London and Lagos, memorize two specific statistics. For example, for Lagos, you could remember that its population is growing by over 500,000 people per year. For London, you could use the fact that the ELEZ is expected to reduce road transport pollution by 45%. These details show the examiner you've done your revision. Another tip is to master the command words. If a question asks you to assess, you must make a judgment. For example, assess the success of an urban regeneration project. You describe the project, for example, the London Docklands, explain its successes, new jobs, improved environment, but also its failures, gentrification, loss of community, and then conclude with an overall judgment on how successful it was. Use the PEEL structure for your paragraphs: point, evidence, explanation, link. This ensures your answers are well-developed and focused on the question. For an 8-mark question, you should aim for 3 PEEL paragraphs. All right, are you ready for a quick-fire quiz? I'll ask a question, and you've got a few seconds to shout out the answer. Let's go. 1. What does the acronym ELEZ stand for? Answer: Ultra Low Emission Zone. 2. Name the floating slum in Lagos. Answer: Makoko. 3. What is the term for the process where wealthier people move into a regenerated area, often displacing poorer residents? Answer: gentrification. 4. What percentage of the UK population lives in urban areas? Answer: over 80%. 5. Name one major environmental problem in Lagos caused by rapid urbanization. Answer: waste management or water air pollution. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in a great position. So, to summarize, we've seen that urban challenges vary massively between ACs and LIDCs. In London, it's about managing a mature, developed city. In Lagos, it's about coping with explosive growth. To succeed in the exam, you need to know specific, detailed examples for both and be able to compare and contrast them effectively. always link your points back to the question, use the Peel structure, and don't forget to make a judgment when required. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to the GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. Keep up the hard work, and I'll see you next time.